This is Weekly Outlook for April 5th, 2010. This week we review the USDA's quarterly grain stocks and prospective plantings reports. The USDA's estimates of March 1 stocks of soybeans and corn were generally larger than expected. At 1.27 billion bushels, soybean inventories were about 70 million bushels larger than expected. At 7.7 billion bushels, corn stocks were about 200 million above expectations. However, the relevant issue is not really the size of stocks versus expectations. The real issue is whether the March 1 stocks estimates change projections for the level of stocks at the end of the marketing year. The answer for soybeans is no, and the answer for corn is maybe. March 1 stocks of soybeans exceeded expectations primarily due to an unexpected large negative disappearance in the feed, seed, and residual category during the second quarter of the year. However, that just offsets the generally overlooked very large disappearance during the first quarter of the year. Calculated disappearance in that category during the first half of the year is well within the range experienced over the last 15 years. Expectations for March 1 stocks were probably misguided. The March 1 soybean stocks estimate implies that the 2009 crop was correctly estimated and that consumption is occurring at the rate projected by the USDA. In fact, the current pace of exports and export sales is larger than needed to reach the USDA projection for the year. Ironically, year-ending stocks could be smaller than the current USDA projection of 190 million bushels, not substantially larger as implied by the market reaction to the March 1 stocks estimate. The March 1 inventory of corn implied that about 1.5 billion bushels of corn were used in the feed and residual category during the second quarter of the year. If our calculations are close, feed and residual use during the first half of the year was about equal to that used last year. For the year, the USDA has projected use in that category to be 300 million bushels larger than last year. On the surface, the level of use during the first half of the year implies that USDA will have to lower its projection for the year and substantially increase the projection of year-ending stocks. However, the seasonal pattern of feed and residual use this year may or may not be following the same pattern as last year. Last year, 68% of feed and residual use occurred in the first half of the year. In 2007-08, 70% occurred in the first half. In contrast, in the 10 years before 2007-08, an average of 64% of use occurred in the first half of the year. Why the change in the pattern the past 2 years, and what pattern is being followed this year? The answers are not clear, but the implications are significant. If feed and residual use of corn is following the same seasonal pattern as the last 2 years, use to date points to a total for the year of only about 5.2 billion bushels. If use is following the pattern prior to 2007-08, use to date points to a total for the year of 5.5 billion. The seasonal pattern may become clearer with the June 1 stocks estimate. The USDA survey of planting intentions revealed that producers intend to plant 88.8 million acres of corn in 2010, 2.3 million more than planted last year. The increase is less than expected. In addition, intended acres of other feed grains are about 600,000 acres less than planted last year, making the corn acreage number look even smaller. For soybeans, planting intentions at 78.1 million are 647,000 more than planted last year. The increase is less than expected, but acreage of other oilseeds is expected to increase by 740,000 acres. Suggesting a potentially large increase in oilseed production in 2010. The USDA's April update of projected use and ending stocks of U.S. corn and soybeans typically has modest implications for price. This year could be different, depending on how those analysts interpret the March 1 stocks figure.